With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. The South Shore chapter of the YMCA will take over operations of Queen's Daycare. President of the Queen's Daycare Association, Scott Christian, says putting the center in the hands of the YMCA will ensure the stability and long-term solvency of the daycare while offering improved programming by providing more opportunities to professionalize and better support staff.
It has become so incredibly arduous and challenging to stay apprised of and responsive to the shifting landscape around early childhood development.
He says the provincial and federal governments have recognized the importance of providing childcare and have really thrown their support into the sector. Christian says initiatives like $10 a day daycare, better training, and increased wages for workers are all very welcome, but all those measures come with a level of oversight that is difficult, if not impossible, for a volunteer board to meet.
When you have that type of corporate infrastructure, you can just leave the day-to-day of the on-site director really has to worry about relationships with the families and supporting the staffing complement, right? Like the actual day-to-day stuff, and not having to worry about maintaining the building, managing the building, reporting for funding and budgeting, and then the list goes on and on and on.
According to the CEO of the South Shore YMCA, Yvonne Smith, that is where they come in.
There's a lot happening with the changes within the childcare environment, and so we're really one of the first, if not the first, to transition a for-profit childcare to a licensed not-for-profit, and that was the Greenwood transition, which we did. So, and since then, we've been working on some others.
Christian believes the YMCA is the right organization to lead the daycare in the years ahead.
They're really well-suited. They are engaged and involved in provision of licensed childcare throughout Southwest Nova Scotia, and this just is kind of it's the next chapter. It's the next chapter of Queen's Daycare. It makes a lot of sense. I think that I applaud what we as a volunteer community group have been able to do, but it's just time to recognize that the best decision for the operation is to allow an organization who's better suited to be able to take it to the next level.
Christian says the Queen's Daycare Association and YMCA have been working on the deal for months. They agreed they would wait to make the announcement until the association had an opportunity to inform staff and families of the change. Now that the details have been worked out and those groups have been notified, Christian anticipates the YMCA will take over the day-to-day operations in early November. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.